Good Tuesday, everybody. Could be a very interesting day. All right, first of all, we know it's going to be hot. It's going to be humid. There is a strong cold front. It's near Buffalo this morning, and that really could mean business. Now, the early morning radar shows an area of showers and storms near Syracuse, and they're charging southeast. Now, these are storms that the computers are really not picking up. And they're the ones that could really give us the locally severe weather here on Long Island. So anytime after 1 p.m., keep an eye for the sky. Now, not everybody's going to see this, but they will be around, and some of them will be gusty. Now, it should be all gone by sunset. Cooler, less humid weather comes in tonight, and we have some nice weather on Wednesday. That's about it. Humid weather returns Thursday and Friday, but that could be a shower or thunderstorm. All right, let's go to the tropics because that plays a part in the weekend. Marco dissipated. His moisture is still hanging around. That's going to get picked up by Laura when she hits right between Louisiana and Texas Wednesday night. Now, at that time, she could easily be a Cat 3 hurricane with at least 130-mile-per-hour sustained winds. After that, it'll weaken. But all of that rain will head to the Ohio Valley and then turn right toward the Mid-Atlantic. Odds favor rain here, sometime Saturday into early Sunday. Timing is always the possibility of screwing this up, in plain English. Okay, sometimes these things move real, real quick. So, I mean, that could literally wash out Saturday. Other times they move a little bit slower. So it may not move in until later Saturday, Saturday night. In any event, the beginning of the weekend does not look great. If all works out and the system moves off the coast on Sunday, which we think it will, it'll turn partly sunny and less humid. And, of course, this is the last weekend of August. But, you know, it could get worse. It probably will, too. And, again, we're going to be trying to set up a way for you to comment and ask questions. I'll keep on top of that, and you stay tuned. And, remember, stick to the rules so the virus doesn't stick to you.